Oil prices weathered the storm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Early reports suggest Hurricane Gustav spared crucial energy infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. That region normally pumps a quarter of U.S. oil output and 15% of the country's natural gas, and nearly all production had been shut down. But this morning, global oil prices slid to a five-month low, around $108 a barrel. The impact on gasoline prices remains unclear, though. Louisiana's governor is asking for backup oil supplies from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to keep the region's refineries operating. Those sliding crude prices are cheering European investors this morning. Frankfurt's DAX and the Paris CAC 40 are both up more than 1%. London's FTSE is a quarter percent in the green. Wall Street will be starting a holiday-shortened week after the Dow sank almost 1.5% on Friday. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is underway. Muslims around the world will fast during daylight hours, breaking the fast after sunset. In the Arab world, there's lots of TV watching to be done and advertising dollars to collect. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
Ramadan is a TV advertiser's dream. It's like Thanksgiving for 30 days. 12 hours of fasting builds a big appetite for dinner, then it's time to veg in front of the TV. Advertisers are taking advantage of all those eyeballs by sponsoring big-budget miniseries. 300 satellite channels operate in the Arab world, competing for $800 million a year in TV advertising revenue. And the stakes this month are huge. 20 to 35% of advertising revenues come during Ramadan. The biggest show for the past 2 years was Bab al-Hara, about a Syrian family in the 1920s. Saudi citizen Haitham Kamal is a big fan of the show's simple themes.
It's nice because all people good, everything is nice. You can clearly see this guy good or bad.
Nostalgic and traditional TV shows are some of the most popular during Ramadan, when Muslims concentrate on their spiritual lives. In Beirut, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
Apple's iPhone has other cell phone makers running scared. Nokia is firing back, though. Today, the Finnish company announced plans to launch a new service aimed directly at Apple in Europe. And if it works there, it'll probably be tried here. Brett Neely joins us from Berlin. Good morning, and what's Nokia up to?
Well, Nokia is launching a service called Comes With Music. You buy one of their phones, and it comes with a subscription for a year's worth of downloadable music. They've made deals with some, but not all of the major labels, so that users can download as much music as they want in that time.
Okay, so what's the catch here?
Well, the catch is that after a year, you won't be able to download any more music. The music you've downloaded won't disappear, so you can still listen to that. But to get more music, you'll have to buy a new phone. And those phones will run between $200 and $600.
Ouch. So what's in this for the music labels?
Well, the labels are really trying to come up with a new business model because of illegally downloaded music. Presumably, the terms of the deal will be more attractive than the deals that they have with Apple, because this is also really aimed at Apple. And if it takes off, then the labels get a guaranteed cut from every phone sale. With, you know, about a billion phones being sold a year, that would be a good market that could reinvent the music industry.
Okay, if they're aiming their arrow at Apple, should Apple be scared?
Well, yes and no. I think especially in Europe, it was smart that they launched this in the UK, and presumably it'll go to Europe soon, because you don't see as much penetration by iPods as you do in the States, for example. I see a lot of people listening to music on their phones, and those are not iPhones, because iPhones are expensive here, and plans are really expensive. You know, on the other hand, this whole idea of having to buy a new phone every year, that's sort of rough, and especially because the target audience of this includes teenagers, and I don't think that they're going to be able to shell $200 to $600 out every year for more music.
Reporter Brett Neely in Berlin, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
How do your kids get to school? You might think that with gas prices so high, more kids would be taking the bus. But school districts across the country, from California to Alabama and Massachusetts, are cutting back on bus service. In the second of our back-to-school series, Rachel Dornhelm reports on the fallout for many families.
Second grader Adrian Modesty opens his front door in a West Sacramento subdivision and points down the block.
There's like a little park area over there.
And is that where the bus came?
Yes.
Adrian says he's sad he can't ride the bus to school. His mom, Tracy, has stronger words.
You know, it was very, very stressful. Very stressful. And, you know.
A week before school started, Tracy found out the Washington Unified School District was eliminating bus service for her older son. She would have to drive him. There went her new job at her younger kid's preschool.
I had to, you know, quickly type up a letter and say, hey, I'm so sorry, but due to the transportation issue, I can't accept the position.
Now, she won't be able to work, but she says her income is so low that another preschool waived tuition for her two younger children. Carmela Huerta, a West Sacramento mom, doesn't know how to drive. Now it will take her half an hour to walk her two kids from her trailer to school. There is city bus service.
We don't have enough money to pay every day for the bus fare. We'd have to pay for all the kids.
Jim Gannon, transportation director for the Fremont schools in San Francisco's South Bay, blames tight state budgets and soaring gas prices.
Just take that sticker shock and then apply it to a fleet of 42 vehicles serving 29 routes and field trips. And man, we're talking some big bucks.
Big bucks for families, too.
Unfortunately, when a school board decides to cut school transportation services, basically what that's doing is displacing the problem, and it's putting it off on families that are struggling with their own budgets.
Derek Graham is with the American School Bus Association. When you add up gas, babysitting expenses, and lost work opportunities,
ultimately, it's going to cost the families more than it would the school district to start with.
I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We welcome your thoughts at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.